No.
Okay. Good morning to anyone that might be listening. And if you're in Romo's and you're really confused right now, this is RMU Radio. We now broadcast in Romo's and in the PNC Cafe, as well as online at rmuradio.com. And the show you just so happen to have the pleasure to listening to right now is Fridays with Ian. Just give me 1 second. I hate the sound of feedback. I am your host, Morgan Torsha, and alongside me is the sweater vest loving Ian Kiss. Hence the name of our show, Fridays with Ian. But today, we have a special guest. Ian, why don't you bring him in?
This is my friend of 2.5 years now, Jim Schultz.
Woo. Hey, everybody.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, as Ian said, my name is Jim Schultz. I am a TV video production major here at RMU.
Nice, nice.
And happy Friday, everyone.
All right, so Jim, why don't you just tell us some of your hobbies, you know, what you enjoy to do in your spare
hobbies.
Time.
Well, I like TV a lot. So I watch a lot of TV and movies. I like to make movies, obviously. That's why I chose this major. And, yeah, I think making movies, editing movies, anything to do with, like, writing, I really like that. So those are kind of my hobbies.
All right, Ian, I need the story. How did you two become friends?
Oh, jeez.
Well, this young man was sitting by himself
Aww.
In Wheatley one day, and I recognized him because we were part of ESP Early Success Program together. So I recognized him, so I sat down and talked to him, and then the relationship just blossomed from there.
That's beautiful.
The friendship blossomed.
That's beautiful. So, Ian, I think we need to tell everybody that might be listening down in the caf what this show is all about.
Well, this show will be what this show wants to be.
That's very true. Basically, what we do here is we talk to Ian and whoever
yeah.
else just happens to walk into the room. So if you're interested in being on the show, just come knock on RMU Radio's window, or you can even call in because we're fancy. So you can call in at 412-397-6816. Again,
you can also tweet your answer, your questions or comments to @RMU Radio, and we will make sure to
shout you out,
answer them, or respond to your comment.
All right. Jim, anything else to say before we actually get into the show?
No, I'm glad to be here, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
All right, Ian, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, now that the it was one of those weeks where like Monday didn't start off real well because the Pittsburgh Steelers lost.
So sad.
And now you have to deal mm-hmm. with the Patriots are in the Super Bowl for the 1,000th time in their franchise history, because I feel like they're always.
I'm pretty sure it's only the 9th.
Good, like God forbid that they weren't, like, they're not in it for back-to-back years. They weren't in it last year, but now they're back in it.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of watching that game with Ian Kiss right here. And if anyone heard screaming in Concord, that's where it was coming from.
Yeah. Sorry for any foul language that was said. When I watch Steeler games, I'm uncensored.
Clearly. But it was fun. We had a lot of food, you know, got everybody in a good mood. Jim,
yeah.
What were your thoughts on that game?
I think it just came down to coaching, really. Like, I think the players can only do so much, but some of the play calls just drove me insane. I was watching with my grandpap and my grandma and stuff, and you know, he was sitting there yelling the whole time, and I'm just like, all right, we get it.
Mm.
But yeah, it was pretty depressing to watch in general, considering that the season we did very well, and then you know, you come to the playoffs and it's just crap.
Well, the first two playoff games were in crap.
I mean, it started in the Kansas City game where we really just kind of it was a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after, you know, it just continued into the Patriots game. And I think that comes down to preparation, really. I mean, those are my thoughts.
Okay.
I understand. So, Ian, just a casual question. How's your morning been so far?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Jim, how about you?
Nothing.
It was nice. I had a nice half-hour drive in. So
nice. Where do you come from?
Whitehall. Ooh. Whitehall, like South Hills. Ah. So it's like half an hour.
Yeah. For anyone that didn't listen to our first episode, this show usually starts at 10. I had the misfortune of my phone dying this morning, so I am currently sitting here in my pajamas and my slippers. So if you see a girl walking around in slippers, she's the one that you have the misfortune of listening to right now. Alrighty, and I think it's time for some Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I think we should bring him in. So we'll be right back.
The Biebs. All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
All right, welcome back to Fridays with Ian. Wow.
It's three letters.
I apologize. So, Ian, we were talking about something that apparently bothers you, really creams your corn, as the kids say.
It doesn't. Do the kids really say that?
I think some kid out there says that.
Okay. But, like, so I'm looking at the dining menu here. I'm just always curious of why every week, and not just and on Fridays, why the fried shrimp po' boy at Romo's is always the special. Like, why Fridays?
I have a theory.
Okay.
See, I think they started off, we all know during Lent, you're not supposed to eat, like, meat on Fridays.
Okay,
so I think they just kept it that way. I'm not complaining. I like the shrimp po' boy. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's a good way to end off the week for me. But I think that's how that probably started.
Okay.
So they don't
I feel like
that makes sense.
Because they also they always have fish at the spoon and fork, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
They just keep it going year round.
Maybe somebody liked it, so they were just like, yeah, let's keep it that way.
I mean, have you ever tried it?
What?
The shrimp po' boy?
Yeah, all the time.
We have eaten one together.
Oh, well, then why are you complaining about it? Or do you want it to have more
often?
It'll
be full other days. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes,
a little variation.
Sometimes I got the blues on, like, Wednesday.
So you want that shrimp po' boy?
Yeah, it's hump day, so it would just make it better, you know, sometimes if what I like isn't always on a Friday.
Oh, okay. So you want it more on the menu. Okay,
Ian, I think we need to do what we did last week, though, and read this dining menu. Why don't you start us off with the PNC Cafe?
All right. So at the Spoon and Fork line, fish tacos. I'm a big fish tacos guy.
It's good.
Kielbasa with sauerkraut and pierogies with onions. So a little of a...
Polish.
Yeah, the Polish... The Polish...
German.
and German characteristics of Pittsburgh are coming out. That's what I was looking for because, you know, Pittsburgh's a big Polish community.
You're right.
We have a hill named after them.
We do have a hill named after them. I forgot.
Yeah. So the station rotation is Bada Basil, the soups of the day, beef barley, cream of spinach, and the specialty pizza is Italian Supreme.
Ooh.
Firehouse Grill. We go more to back to the fish, the Salmon Club, the omelet bar, and then a fish sandwich.
All right. So in Wheatley, we're getting crazy. We got Cajun salmon served with potato pancakes. It's a little wild for your Friday. Soup of the day is wedding soup. They've had wedding soup all week. I kind of liked it. Yeah. It's a good soup. And the sandwiches are grilled cheese, turkey, bacon, pepper jack melt, pesto, mozzarella, tomato, panini. Wow, that was a mouthful.
Fancy. And then Romo's, it is Friday, so it is the shrimp po' boy. Cream of tomato soup. Isn't that just tomato soup? But okay. The dinner, it's always creamy. And then the dinner is cheese tortellini that starts at 5. Don't try to get it at 4:59, Jimmy. You pulled that trick before and they told you
no. I know that y'all and me, they didn't.
Oh, that's hilarious. You got to get there at 5.
Yeah, you know, no. I was like, oh, can I get that? And they're like, no, it's not dinner time yet. I'm like, oh.
All right, Jim, if you're going to be on the show, you got to read the specials in Yorktown. You got to finish us off.
All right. Here are the specials at Yorktown. Are we just reading dinner or lunch specials?
You read everything that's under Yorktown. Everything.
All right, so for breakfast, there is pancakes.
I've gotten those pancakes. They're pretty good.
Are they good? Yeah. The lunch sandwich is roast beef and Gouda sandwich. Oh, that sounds good. And soup of the day is cream of mushroom.
Ooh.
And dinner specials, which are 5 to 12, so everyone knows. There's, I don't know what that is. Pork carnitas, honey buffalo wings, BLT pizza, and turtle ice cream cake for dessert. Sounds good, guys.
Yeah. Good menu for this weekend.
It's a good menu.
Don't know how much I'll be eating there this weekend, but because I do live there. But yeah.
That's the one thing. Like, I liked living on campus last year because like I had a variation of what I wanted on the weekends. I don't want to come here on the weekends to eat. So it's either like me and my roommate go to KFC or we go downstairs. Yeah, but I will say, big fan of Yorktown pancakes because sometimes they have like a pancake bar. And you get to put things in them and on top of them. Good. Those are my favorite days. But I never know when it's coming. It's rough. All right, Ian, what do you want to do now?
Well, we're going to play a little contest between you two now.
Ooh, okay.
And it's called Who Knows Ian the Best? So I have 15 questions. I don't see why we can't get all through all 15 of them.
I don't see why not.
So, I'll keep score. You get one point for getting it right. Let the best person win.
All right.
All right.
I'm gonna play some background music.
All right. So some of these are a little tricky, but I have brought up all of them before. So it depends if you were listening to me or not.
Okay.
What was my GPA in high school? Below or higher than a 3.5? Below or higher than a 3.5?
Don't get offended, but is it below?
It is, so
okay.
You get a point.
Woo! Well, you're not even going to wait for me to answer?
Well, you can answer. You can both get points.
Oh. So, wait. Can I guess, like, what the GPA was? Did you actually
tell us? But you can also just say below or higher. And then I'll tell you what it is.
I'm guessing it was below.
Yeah, it was a 3.4. I graduated with honors.
Not bad.
Graduated with honors at Plum Senior High School. Oh, nice. Made my family proud.
That's good.
Good.
Okay. Question two. Pretty easy to be a simpler one here. What is my favorite sport?
Baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
You were going to say basketball.
I lose, Jim. I was. Because you don't have the basketball games here.
Okay. Well, they don't have a baseball team here, so.
They do. It's club, though.
Well, it's club.
My brother played on it.
So, who is my favorite Pirates player?
McCutcheon.
Wrong.
Dang. I have no idea.
Wrong. Jung Ho Gung.
Okay.
Hopefully nothing happens to him and he can play because he's had some unfortunate events happen this offseason. Yeah, so hopefully he'll be around, but he needs to kind of get his...
At least his knee's better.
He's been better.
Well, you know.
Okay, but he needs to kind of get his act together because he hasn't made the best decisions in his life so far in his professional career, and it kind of scares me because he's a really talented player, representing South Korea real well, but kicked off of their World Baseball Classic team for what happened. And okay. What is my favorite sandwich at Romo's?
Fried shrimp po' boy.
Yeah, fried shrimp po' boy.
Okay, I was going to trick you.
Ooh. Why? Because it's special?
Yeah. So Morgan's in the lead, Jim. 3-2.
Okay. Don't worry. I got this.
What is my favorite show to watch on Netflix?
Grey's Anatomy.
I will take two answers for this.
Grey's Anatomy.
That. Okay.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy and...
Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Last Man Standing.
Jim, can you believe this? Morgan doesn't like that show.
I can only see Tim Allen in a Christmas movie as Santa Claus or Christmas with the Cranks or on Tool Time.
Tool Man Taylor, Home Improvement. But you can't see him as like an outdoor man?
I don't like it.
He plays a real good role on Outdoor Man, and a lot of his views on the show are his real views.
Oh, yeah, no.
I like all the inside jokes of it because if I feel like if I had watched it from the very beginning, I could get behind it. But like, I can't just jump in now.
Well,
I can't.
You can watch it.
Nah.
Yeah, you can.
Nah.
Come on.
No.
I'm rewatching it.
The rest of the show will just be Jim encouraging me to like
so,
to
know. Oh, man.
Question number six. Morgan's ahead 4-3. What is my shoe size?
I feel like you got big feet.
I do have big feet. Mm. They're wide feet.
I never understand shoe sizes.
I'm guessing
11?
12 and a half.
Oh, Jim got it right on the money.
Shoot.
Jim knows his shoe size. Okay, now we're all set up at 4. What is my middle name?
Forrest.
Is it Forrest?
Yes.
Your middle name's Forrest? I had no idea.
Because it's my mom's maiden name. I like to think she named me my middle name off of Forrest Gump.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm going to start screaming run Forrest run.
But she told me it was because it's her maiden name, so she went that route with my middle name. Don't know how I feel about it, but it's okay. Now, what is my mother's name?
Beth.
Don't get a point for that one.
Jim takes the 6-5 lead.
Shoot.
What other university was I debating going to before I chose Robert Morris University? I definitely went on rants about this school before.
What is Waynesburg University?
Got it.
Shoot.
Okay. Jim with the comeback, man.
I wasn't worried.
Actually, we only have 13 questions.
It's an odd number.
Number 11. What did I change my concentration to freshman year?
You changed it to sports comm. You're a sports comm major now.
Yeah, I didn't get that one.
Okay. 7-6. It was comm studies, now I'm sport comm when they implemented
it. Put that in.
The summer of after my freshman year going into my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
What is my minor?
Oh, sport management.
Yeah, sport management.
Sport management. Woo! Both got it.
We know you
okay,
so well.
Okay, this comes down to the last question.
Wow, we're already at the last question.
So Jim has an 8-7 lead. Now, to make sure you guys don't cheat, we will be submitting your answers one by one, and then I will tell you after the second person answers who is correct. Now, we will go to a tiebreaker, and the first person to answer will win that if we go to a tiebreaker.
Sudden death?
No.
Okay. Jim will answer this first. Where do I work in the summer?
Morgan knows.
I believe the YMCA.
Morgan knows.
As a camp director.
Okay, Morgan,
YMCA
your answer?
YMCA as a camp director. You want to get an internship there this summer?
Maybe. Or I'll be up there as a... being a camp counselor at the day camp at the Sampson Family YMCA. I may do, maybe if the internship pans out, I may do both, depends. But we are tied at 8. So,
hey, let him in. We have another guy coming in. We got our friend Rashad coming in.
But it's Rashad.
In.
I really want to
let Rashad in. Take a seat. We have another guest. We're in the middle of a game, though, so we got to wait to bring you in.
That's fine.
All right. So sudden death.
It's 8-8.
You'll be on that.
I didn't make a sudden death question, but I'll come up with it right now.
Okay.
Let me think of a good one here that you guys would all potentially know.
Grab some headphones.
Okay, got it. Whoever answers first wins.
Okay. Ready.
What
Very
is
ready.
What is my favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage?
Iced tea.
Jim got it. Jim wins. Dang. Morgan loses. It's okay,
Jim,
though.
Congratulations. You got me.
Thank you. Sorry.
After you said that, I saw
Rashad's iced tea, and I'm like, oh, that's a good question.
All right. So for those of you that can't see us, because that's radio, so if you could see us, I'd be very concerned. We just brought another fellow guest in. This is Rashad. Rashad, you got to tell the fans out there about yourself.
All right. I'm a freshman. I'm a good friend of Ian, probably better than anyone else. Sorry, Jim.
Lies.
Sorry, Morgan.
You've been here a year, sir.
It's okay. Well, I mean, half a year. It's all right, though. Me and Ian have made up for the time. I like sports, but I like Ian more.
Aw, that was good.
You should be a poet.
Guys, for anyone listening, you got to tweet your questions at RMU Radio. We can ask Ian questions for, like, some more time here. I'm good at telling time. Or you can still call in at 412-397-6816. Just letting you know. So, what else should we do? We still got time. That's what I like about this show. We can do whatever we want.
What have you guys talked about today?
We covered a lot of ground. We read the dining menu.
Oh.
We played a game about who knows Ian better.
Who won?
I did.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim won.
Okay.
we took a Justin Bieber break. We're going to take a Rihanna break coming up here pretty soon. And we talked about the Steeler game, that unfortunate loss.
Yeah. I like the direction of this show.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun show. Yeah. We have fun here.
I like to say that this show will be what this show wants to be.
Mm. Yeah. We consider ourselves, like, you know, you listen to your radio on, like, rush hour going to work. We're like a post-game show, but we're not sponsored by Subway.
I like that. We should get a sponsor.
I think we should get a sponsor. I'm going to donate $5 and sponsor our show.
Sponsored by Morgan Torsha.
All right, so I think it's time we take a Rihanna break here.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Welcome back. So again, during that musical break, we had another in-depth discussion about one of Ian's questions. It was his favorite Netflix show, one of them being Grey's Anatomy, which apparently came back last night. Ian, why don't you just take it away?
They took a break. They're season 13. They came back with episode 10 last night. I unfortunately didn't see it, but they posted a new episode to the ABC mobile app, so I will be taking about an hour out of my day to watch that today. I don't know why everybody's so hostile about me watching Grey's Anatomy. I know plenty of guys. It's not one of those. Oh, I see what you did there. You're playing the music in the background. It's not like one of those. Like, I don't really consider it like a chick flick. Like, there's guys on the show. You had McDreamy. You had McSteamy until Shonda Rhimes.
That's my issue, McDreamy,
until Shonda Rhimes ripped our hearts out by killing those characters off. I don't know. Apparently, Patrick Dempsey didn't want to be off the show when so he was blindsided by that.
So were the viewers.
Yeah. Well, while I'm watching it, like I knew he dies, but like you don't know like how. Like someone told me he dies late in season 11. So you're prepared for it because this show's been on for 13 seasons now.
Yeah, yeah. That's
insane. But like, I don't know. I think it's a good show. I got some. You know, I like to say I've been through 12
Wait,
and a half
our
years.
Our phone is ringing. Hang on.
Ooh.
Oh, oh God, our first caller.
Hello. Just give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
It's not
like him. Okay. Hello. Hello? Oh, shoot. I think I hung up on our caller.
Oh, no.
No.
Is there a redial?
Caller, come back.
Hello?
If you just called us, you can call us back.
What? I did this wrong. Hello?
Okay. Yes.
How do I pick it up? Pick up that phone. Pick it up. Hit the speaker button.
Hello?
Did you hit the right button? Hello?
Dang it.
Hang on, folks. Just keep listening to Grey's Anatomy. How do we do this? Hello?
I do like this jingle, but like it sometimes doesn't fit.
Is this like the main song?
Yeah, this is their theme song. Yeah.
Do you know that McDreamy or McSteamy, whatever, whichever you're talking about?
They're two separate guys.
Yeah, but they were for the female audience, not the male audience.
I'm just saying though.
Yeah, how many guys actually watch the show with you?
A shout out to my friend Kyle Dawson back from the borough of Plum. Yeah, he goes to Waynesburg. He got me on it. He got me hooked on it. So I Snapchat him, told him
hey,
I'd give
caller,
him a little shout out.
Hey, caller, if you're listening, can you call back? Because we don't know how the phone works. Just call again. Continue.
Yeah, Ian, like you were saying.
So, yeah, I mean, I was watching Scrubs, but, like, Scrubs is very old.
I think Scrubs is better than Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, totally.
Wrong.
Yeah.
What?
Wrong.
Explain.
It's old. It's outdated.
Scrubs Gray's is funny,
still
though.
Going. Yeah, but
and it's still actually medically, you know, factful.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy is medically factful,
well,
too.
Well, so is House. Like, I yeah. think I see.
They're all medically factful.
House is better
factful.
Than Grey's Anatomy.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Can I pick on your radio?
Yes, it is.
I have a quick question for Ian.
Okay.
Okay, I was just curious, what is Sword Sled on why Tiger Sam is not Grey's Anatomy?
Caller, can you say your name?
This is Zach David.
Oh. Everyone, this is Ian's old roommate. All right, Ian, answer the question.
What was the question? Why was he...
What was the question?
My question is, what was your source of
what was my reaction?
Yeah, what was your reaction?
Heartbroken. I mean, I really liked him. He was one of the last guys on the show, and he played a good role. He was like... He was someone that you always look forward to. You never knew what his character was going to be. Was he going to, you know, go through a rough spell when, you know, in his medical endeavors? Or, you know, was it going to be drama? Or was he going to be the lighthearted guy that keeps, you know, a stressful situation on the show, you know, funny? Because he does play, you know, both roles. But good question there, Mr. Davis. And hopefully I answered it. Oh, yeah, this is another song.
Oh, hey, Zach.
All right, well, Zach Davis, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Zach.
You, too, can call into RMU Radio.
This is the special when Cali Torres was in a car accident with her girlfriend.
Oh.
Or fiancé at the time, I think. And they did a special with this song from The Fray. It was like their, you know how every show has like their musical episode? Like Scrubs
yeah.
had sure. a musical episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was their musical episode. And
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, here's my issue with that show. It's just, there's so much drama. I can't
there
handle
is.
That. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Shout out to anyone that can handle Grey's Anatomy.
There was a lot of drama for my mom, and that's why she quit watching it.
Oh.
Oh.
See, my only drama that I used to watch One Life to Live. It was a soap opera. It was a daytime soap opera for, like, moms. But my mom would record it and watch it when I came home from school. That show was intense. It was on before my mom was born. It was on before I was born. Ooh, that show went on for years.
Every right. show in a soap opera, somebody died. Or, like, lost
the
kid.
But they came back. They always come back to life.
Yeah.
Because they're... Okay, let me tell you, Rashad.
Yeah.
On One Life to Live, there was a character named Todd.
Yeah.
And Todd was... A huge pivotal part of the show. And then Todd went away. And then, so we all thought, oh, Todd's dead.
Right.
And then Todd came back, but he looked differently because they had gotten rid of that actor and brought in a new actor. Mm-hmm. So what they did was Todd had, like, gotten, like, a facial surgery thing. But when they ended the series, they were like, we can do whatever we want now. The show's over.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought back the old character, Todd, too. And they started previewing him for a few episodes, like he was locked away somewhere.
Yeah.
And eventually they showed his face in the episode, and he broke out, and he found new Todd. And there's like this whole thing because they're like, oh my god, which one's the real Todd? And it turned out they were like evil twins and their mom was insane. And then old Todd ended up killing new Todd. And like, because he wanted his family back. It was insane. But then in the very last episode, they cut to new Todd at the end. We were like, we thought old Todd killed him. It was Rashad. There was so much going on.
Oh man. Oh boy. I know they
you getting any dramas, Jim?
No, I usually watch, like, Homeland, you know, like HBO, like Game of Thrones. Is,
oh, I like the books. I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, no, the books are great.
Yeah.
But,
still have not watched Game of Thrones.
See, I watch it sometimes,
yeah,
but, like...
I'm not into that stuff.
I didn't want to watch it when
what
I was reading
mean,
the books.
Stuff?
I didn't want to
I'm not into
it.
That type of show.
Oh.
All right. Rashad, you get yourself into any dramas?
Oh, no, I stay away from dramas. It's
no.
more superheroes and
like
fast-paced action. Yeah.
Right,
I
oh, I love Arrow.
Arrow, Flash,
oh, okay.
Jessica
yeah.
Jones,
I like
Luke
Flash.
Cage. Definitely.
All right, I think we need another music break after all this drama. So we're gonna listen to the song I found yesterday for some reason. So we'll just slide that in. I like to cha cha. I like to cha-cha, hey, with the mannequin and
can fly away. Oh, she got 4 feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Welcome back to Fridays with Ian. We still got like 20 minutes left in show, so we're going to get real here for a second. Ian, we're going to talk about your hopes and dreams. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Just give me half a second here. So, Ian, you're a sports comm major.
Wow. I love that.
You're a sports comm major. You seem into a lot of things. Sports, sweater vests, fried shrimp po' boys. What made you want to become a sports comm major?
Well, I think we got into a little bit of this
Shots crying. It's too real.
Last week, music is awesome. I mean, I was gonna come in for sport management, but then in high school, you know, doing, you know, the broadcasting announcing of you know, high school games in high school, so that really got me, you know, junior senior years, so that, you know, RMU didn't have a sport comm major when I first came here, but it was comm studies, but I was still involved with, you know, RMU TV, you know, and RMU Century Media. And then they implemented it, so it was a no-brainer to switch over, change my, you know, concentration. It's still within the comm department, because I was just comm studies. So, I mean, it's just something that I've really, you know, I loved, you know, I like still watching ESPN, Fox Sports, you know, new Fox Sports, MLB Network. I mean, it makes the, with all the new channels out there,
you know, it makes it easy to
more opportunity,
more opportunities, and it makes it easy to get into, you know, the sport, you know, fascinated with the sport industry. So, you know, I think one of my dreams would be to, it was always to work with ESPN, but the way that, like, ESPN is owned by Disney.
That is true, yes.
So you're working for Disney.
You
gotta work for the mouse.
Essentially. And you're not gonna say that, like, I don't want to be censored, but you have to, like, follow more
guidelines. And Disney's for kids.
AKA, right. Also Colin Coward, you know, making comments that he can perfectly make on Fox Sports, but you can't do it on because of the Disney reputation.
That's right.
So I think, honestly, working, even though the NHL isn't on my top list, you know, my favorite sports, but honestly, I wouldn't ever pass down an opportunity to, you know, work for, you know, NHL Network. But honestly, NFL Network or MLB Network is now on the top. Obviously, I wouldn't ever pass down, you know, an opportunity to work for ESPN. But, you know, Fox Sports, they're more of your shows, you know, your sports talk shows. Now they have Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, Undisputed. But some of those shows, they get sidetracked. They don't talk about sports all the time. And sometimes you can argue that with some ESPN shows. But I don't know. I think MLB Network would be my dream job. Working in any capacity, you know, with their organization, because you will be, like, you're essentially working for Major League Baseball, because Major League Baseball obviously owns, you know, the National Football League owns NFL Network, and same with NHL. So I think working in baseball is one of my favorite sports, So I think working, you know, with baseball, that's where I, you know, can actually use my knowledge to, you know, improve MLB Network. So I think that would be my top job.
All right.
My top goal right now.
That song ran out. Continue.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of opportunities in sport. I know, Jim, you're not wanting to go all into sport. You're more of the film.
No,
not
yeah,
TV video,
yeah.
But the film. Yeah. So you'll be in Hollywood doing your thing.
Well, no, I mean, because NFL Network, you think about it, they have
They
have those Super Bowl things, and, you know, those projects they
so
do.
Documentaries, so sport
like
documentaries
that.
Are still your,
yeah, like ESPN 30 for 30, like, to work on one of those would be
work for a 30 for 30.
Yeah,
yeah,
but,
no, yeah, totally.
because that's film, you know.
Yeah,
those are films.
So it's not just movies.
Film documentary.
It's like film documentary almost.
And Rashad, you're pretty similar. But you're NBA.
The ultimate goal is to work down in Atlanta for NBA TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
For Turner. And, yeah, I mean, right now, that's pretty much all I watch on TV. It's either NBA TV or ESPN. So it only makes sense to go into either. But like you were saying, like, ESPN, yeah, sure. Like, I'm not going to pass down that opportunity.
No, never.
But, I mean, I want to have my own personality in a show, you know? Like, I think, I mean,
and if you're, you know,
that's just the way I'm going to
And
operate.
If your heart's not in the baseball, then what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, like, the ESPN, basketball. They might make you cover more sports than what you, you know, are actually interested
well, yeah,
in.
ESPN, well, yeah, ESPN, you got to know every, you know, they'll cover golf, they'll cover lacrosse, they'll cover,
I mean, but
bowling,
I think,
you know, not on SportsCenter,
yeah,
but
that's
you know,
the
ESPN.
Majority is basketball, I think. Like,
they do have
basketball,
baseball,
and baseball,
football.
And, like, That's about it.
The only thing on MLB on ESPN that you see, though, you see, you know, an NFL Countdown, Baseball Tonight Show, but you don't see a basketball show.
I think they have,
except for bringing
NBA
their analysts
tonight.
In.
I think they have NBA Tonight on ESPN. I'm
but
sure,
it's,
but I think
but
that's
it's not
only
as
one.
Popular as
no, like, not at all.
NFL Live and NFL Countdown,
right?
With Chris, well, no longer with Chris Berman, but because he's moving on to a different capacity role within the organization.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what that is yet, or?
It was. I think they're still trying to work out definitely what he'll be doing, but he's not on air. I mean, the guy's been on air forever. He's done his time,
yeah.
And I think to have more time in his life when he's getting older, this was a good way to get him. Yeah.
We got some tours walking past. Hey guys.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know.
All right, guys. I think.
Is the show over?
Nope. We're gonna take one more break. Yeah. But when we come back, we're gonna play a little game that we're gonna come up with.
Okay.
That we're gonna tell anybody about for all three of our guests. So don't go anywhere.
came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on.
Welcome back. So, we're not going to play our game to the end of the show, but basically what's going to happen is Rashad's going to take us out with some beats.
Apparently.
Ian, we got like 10 minutes left.
Oh, well, that's plenty of time.
What do you want to talk about?
Well.
We got listeners down in Romo's. We got to give them something.
What do you guys like to do like for like winter sports?
Winter sports.
Basketball.
I like snowboarding.
Snowboarding? Oh, I ski, so.
Yeah.
Ian?
Sled riding.
How hard is skiing?
We should go.
It's not that hard.
We should go snow tubing at like Seven Springs.
We should.
That would be fun.
I found this raft, though, at Walmart. I'm really excited about it. It's a raft shaped like a donut.
That's cool.
Oh, no, ooh. Not a raft. I'm sorry, a sled. They make them in raft form.
I have.
We should get that.
This. Couch and a pouch. We could definitely use that.
What?
It's for camping. You're outside and you open it up and the air fills up and you seal it off and you're sleeping in it and stuff.
So cool.
That could definitely be. We could definitely use that as a sled.
Did you and Zach once blow that up?
Yeah. Attempted. We never took it outside and there's not enough air in Yorktown. So it didn't work well. So it's like behind my bed right now chilling.
I always said, because like, I can go home and get sleds because I'm not that far away, but I always said I'd steal a tray from the calf.
Oh, do you know what actually is perfect?
Anyone in the calf listening.
You know what's actually perfect? those beds in
Like the freshman
Those are perfect.
Some girls in our floor did that because I had an extra mattress because I didn't have a roommate second semester. And like, can we borrow your mattress? Go out. Like, we're going to go sledding. I was like, yeah, you can have my mattress.
Yeah, those are perfect. They're nice. They're long because they're twin size, but they're long beds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they're plastic. So just dry them off when you're done and use it as a bed again.
It's a
college sled because, you know, us college students don't always have the finances to go
okay,
to Kmart and Walmart to buy a sled.
Kmart. Oh, yeah, you know. Kmart's expensive. You gotta really save
that.
So we'll go
Walmart.
To Walmart, yeah.
Yeah, we got that brand new
Walmart. Brand new Wally World.
I have been to that Walmart so many times.
I've been there like 4 times.
The first time I went in there, I was with one of my friends, and we were just so astonished by the lighting. Like, that is bright lights for Walmart.
Yeah.
The floors weren't sticky because, like, it was a new Walmart. It's such a nice Walmart. Big fan of that Walmart. I think we should ask that Walmart to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Can you just donate, like, a few
That's
of
one of the
bottles,
largest companies in the entire world to sponsor Fridays with Ian. Let's see how they react
to
that.
I think we can get Walmart and or Sheetz.
Sheets
would be a good one.
Sheets would be fun.
Me and Sheets were friends. Like, yeah.
Or we can always get Angelia's Pizza.
Yeah.
They put the back in pizza. We think we can ask them to sponsor us.
Is it possible to do a live radio show from
it
the
is.
Walmart
it
parking
is.
Lot?
All that
it is.
Equipment in the corner of the room that no one listening can see is our remote equipment, which means basically we can take our shows anywhere we want if there's electricity.
Nice. Walmart parking lot.
I think Walmart would let us set up in the parking lot for sure. We're going to be live outside of Walmart pretty soon here, guys.
That's how we get the sponsorship.
Stay home. We can hand out flyers with the
Once a month,
on
we have to do a remote broadcast outside of Walmart.
I am totally on board. We can load all that gear up in my car and just head on down.
I'm fine with that.
I'm a big fan of that idea, guys. We're gonna be sponsored by Walmart here soon. All right, Rashad.
What? How long do I have to do this?
Until you run out of rhymes.
Oh, also, ooh. Before you start your beats, in a little while... You can catch me on Friday's RMU Live, RMU TV.
Watch RMU TV, guys.
With the weekly sports report. Rashad, you do it Mondays.
Yeah.
I do it Fridays.
Yeah.
You guys
you also catch me and Rashad on CSC at 9:30.
Every Thursday.
RMU TV.
You can see
Facebook
all the sweater
Live,
vests.
YouTube. Yeah.
All the sweater vests. All right, Rashad.
Oh, man.
Are you ready? I don't know if we're going to like this beat. I didn't listen to these yet, but we're going
to
find out.
I'm nervous. I have to pee. To use the bathroom. Oh, what?
I don't like this one. Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see a fan. I see him. And then I see Jim. That was.
No, keep going. This is great. Something
funky. This bottle had liquid in it, but I drank it because I was thirsty. Then I saw Jim and I laughed because he has no hair.
Someone had to say it.
I love this game.
Oh, yeah. Past this room, and then I saw Ian and I knew I had to come in because it's Ian. Fridays
like it.
With Ian, the best radio show this show has ever produced.
Like this beat now.
I really do like
it's
this beat.
Yeah, it's like a beat.
I'm gonna bring this in next time someone starts talking.
Morgan, you're decked out in colonial gear. I like the spare. Oh, those are your pajamas.
I'm also wearing slippers.
For those of you who can't see. Oh man, I'm trying to think. I think I'm running out.
Yeah, it's only a minute 48 beat.
Oh.
We can bring in another one.
I think I'm done with this beat.
All right, we're going to fade this one out. We're going to bring in another.
I want to hear Ian freestyle.
I'm good.
No, you have to do it. This is your show.
He does have a point.
I'm not good at it. I don't want to
literally just
do
say
something.
Sentences.
I don't like this beat.
No.
Not feeling it.
We're going to bring in another beat, guys. Anyone listening is going to get super annoying.
Ooh, a
snap. Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to take it back to the old days.
You should do voiceover.
We're back on 99.5 radio with
this
Ian
is not
Kist.
What this is.
This is not the radio number.
This is rmuradio.com. Also broadcast in
your
the
campus.
Your voice.
Your campus.
You didn't end the show with that last time. We forgot to do that.
No. Well, we end the show on that time.
All right, guys. So I think we've just had too much fun here. Yeah. We're almost at our hour mark. Thank you, everyone, that has listened, both in RMU and online. We had one caller. Shout out to Zach Davis, my man. 7:45 public speaking last year. That was intense. But hang on, we're gonna bring in a beat to just to finish this sign off. Just give me a second here. This one's called "Show Your Love."
Ooh.
So, anyone here want to plug their Twitters before we go?
You can follow me on Twitter at Shady with 2 D's, 2 Y's, and 2 underscores.
I don't have a Twitter.
Ian?
I gotta look it up.
If you should follow, if you follow anyone on the show on Twitter,
Ian underscore kiss 95.
All right, and
I always forget the underscore.
I am Morgan underscore Torsha, MORGAN underscore TORCHIA. Also follow RMU Radio. No one tweeted us questions, guys. You gotta step it up. If you tweet us a question and then come up here, I'll give you a pen. We have pens and a pencil. The pencil changes colors. It's really cool. It changes from like blue to white.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So thank you all so much for listening. We will see you next Friday at our normally scheduled time. My phone will not die this time, and I will not be here in my pajamas and slippers. I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Anyone want to say anything else?
It was a good first debut for me.
Rashad, Jim, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Rashad, thanks for walking by the window. Yeah. Ian, thank you for being beautiful.
That's what I do.
So you all better hop over to RMU TV if you're in the Moon Township area and catch Ian giving the sports report on today's newscast.
Yeah.
See what the sweater vest is all about. It's got a nice... I like your tie today. It's a cool tie.
Yeah, I like it. One of my favorites, the pink and gray.
Yeah,
like
it's a cool tie. I'm a fan of that. I don't usually like pink, but it works.
Yeah.
Good color.
It's a good tie. 10 out of 10 would recommend that tie.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So, guys, we got to fill 50 more seconds to sign us off.
Oh, what?
We can fill 50 more seconds. Just you're all beautiful people.
Let's see.
You're going to get some, like, music and actual stuff here. We're going to be done talking in, like, 40 seconds.
What's your favorite food, Ian?
Fish.
Fish.
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Okay. Well, we're going to go get some shrimp like po'boys, maybe. I don't know if I'm feeling it today. Beautiful freestyle, Rashad.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I like it. Very nice.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you. Jim, I enjoy having class with you on Mondays.
Oh, yeah.
You're always entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
It's a good group in there.
It is.
So crazy. If you see a guy walking around in a sweater vest, make sure to say hello. A short guy with glasses and an RMU Colonials zip up, say hello. And a guy in an NFL hat and black hoodie, say hello. And if you see a girl in all sweats and slippers, make sure you ask her what's wrong with her. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Fridays with Ian. We'll see you next week. This is RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Bye-bye.